Hello and welcome to another episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast brought to you by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'd like to do a special episode honoring all the fathers who are being celebrated worldwide this month for Father's Day. So we're going to discuss fathers and sons running a successful business together. We've got a three-part series for this particular episode where we're going to interview three teams of Fast Signs franchisees from three different countries, one in the US, one in Canada, and one in the United Kingdom, because these fathers and sons are making a success of teaming up with each other in their respective Fast Signs family businesses. In part one of this three-part series, we're going to focus first on our US duo. You know, every family has at one time or another wondered how it would be to run a family business. And in San Antonio, Texas, a father and son team, Ron and Matt West, didn't just wonder if they could. They own two Fast Signs franchises together. So I'd like to invite Ron West, the father, and Matt West, the son, to our podcast today. And first of all, congratulations. You guys are a great example of a father-son working together in business. Welcome.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be here.
Thank you, Chuck.
So let me first ask you guys, how long have you guys worked together?
Well, I think I'll let Matt answer that. He and I have worked together on two different occasions. He took some time off to be a stay-at-home father, so he initially worked for us, and now he's back again.
Okay.
So to actually answer the question, my father opened the franchise 17 years ago now, and I guess about 10 or 11 years ago, my wife and I relocated here to San Antonio to be closer to them. And one day I was there helping them move, I think, and they had an opening pop up in inside sales and needed a hand. And he asked me to help. And 5 years later, I realized I had a job that I didn't anticipate. But I took some time off, like you said, to stay home with the newborns by design, and then had been involved over the years off and on. And really, it was about, I guess, a year and a half ago that I made the decision, and he provided the opportunity for me to come back full time now that the kids are in school more than they're at home.
Okay. Well, that was my next question, is why did you guys decide to work together? Was any reservations at all about working together as a family?
Well, none at all, as far as I know, is there?
Well, in our family, oddly enough, my mother had been a small business owner all my life as a child. So I had the opportunity to be with her, and she owned a school, so it was a good fit. And I spent a lot of time watching my mother grow her business and work in her business. So it was working in the family business was not something that seemed foreign to me, although life had taken us in various different directions. We hadn't planned on coming back together, but, you know, life...
Life happens.
Life happens, right.
So, Ron, why did you decide to open a Fast Signs franchise?
About the late 90s, I was downsized out of the energy industry and way too early to retire, so I started thinking about other opportunities. I interviewed a couple other energy companies, and then I looked into franchising as an option, realizing that a franchise provides you with the expertise. I'm not exactly ready to reinvent the wheel. Yeah. So I looked at several different franchisors, and after talking with some Fast Signs representative, I realized that this was a company that was very well organized, competent, had a great training program. And so I guess the rest is history. We came to Dallas. We went through the initial training, and then we had backup, of course, not only in locating our business here or setting it up, but in getting us ongoing training. So I guess, like I said, the rest is history.
So I'm curious, Matt, maybe you can take this one. How do you divide and conquer all of the functions required to run a successful business there and not get in each other's way?
Well, you know, that's an ongoing challenge, I guess, because we find as our business changes, I bring new ideas and new directions to our company. Our roles are constantly evolving. In fact, just before we jumped on this call, we were talking about the evolving natures of our roles. Flexibility is key. He trusts me and I trust him implicitly. That's something that you can really only have in a family business like this. And that makes the difference. So one day I may be responsible for something. He's responsible for something else, but always prepared to shift roles and responsibilities. I came in really to handle operations and have done that. And Ron's handled the financial side of the business. That's kind of the way we do things today. Although things are evolving as he looks at the next stage in life himself. And I look at, you know, taking this thing on a little bit.
And Ron, has it evolved even further with now that you have two centers that you have to take care of?
Well, I think the evolution started with this one. Matthew brought some really good ideas, like purchasing the flatbed printer and taking the lead from Fast Signs and getting outside salespeople. He's more aggressive and more willing to do that. So that was the initial phase with moving, adding salespeople, adding new equipment. And then Matthew brought the thought that the downtown location or downtown area was ripe for a Fast Signs. There's a lot of development going on in metropolitan areas, I think, all over the country, and San Antonio is no different. Mm-hmm. And we just today saw, there's articles every day, but the retail and the restaurants and the shopping is all growing downtown. So it's a brand new center, and I think we're just going to have to be very flexible and work with whatever requirements there are to get the business down there.
So how does working together impacted your father-son relationship? Matt, you're the son. Why don't you answer that one?
It's something I think happens as fathers and sons age anyway. For us, maybe it runs a little deeper because we have the business relationship as well. But, you know, over time, as my role in the business increases, and I maybe, and you'd have to ask Ron this, but I'm no longer just the child. We have more of a mutual relationship. And, you know, as he and my mother age, of course, as all of us know, we take on more responsibility for their care. And so this is just sort of a natural extension of that process. Seems to be working out so far.
Yeah. And what about you, Ron? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think that that's correct. I hate to say how old I am, but I am approaching, I should be retiring at some point. And Matthew's proactive. I'm somewhat reactive.
That's a good team.
Yeah. So he brings a lot of the new ideas in that I've already done this for, I guess, almost 17 years. And so I'm Matthew's the one that's bringing the new ideas, new concept to the table. And I guess I just listen and ask questions, and everything that he's discussed so far has made a lot of sense to me. So I get to get out the checkbook and say, okay.
The way I look at it is this industry, our franchise system rewards longevity. The longer you stay in this business, the better you do. Mm-hmm. And with Ron at his stage in his career, he had two choices. It was to sell the business and retire, or to maybe bring on a partner that could help it move to the next stage. Working with his son gave him the opportunity, and conversely gave me the opportunity, to establish a level of trust that wouldn't be possible with anybody else. And that's really what's unique about our situation, and I think what will make us more successful than other people working this another way. So read between the lines, he let me take a bunch of cash and pour it back into the business, to expand it in a way that maybe he wouldn't have picked left on his own. So we'll keep this business in the family for the next generation, and who knows, maybe beyond.
Not all the time things work out very well between you guys. So how do you guys resolve conflicts?
I get my way.
that was Matt. What about you, Ron?
He gets his way.
Yeah, and can you provide an example of how that would kind of go down?
Well, I think the second location, the expansion that we went through, was a good example of that. That really was my longtime desire for our business to grow into a bigger market. And for an operation that's been in business 16 years at the time and doing well after 16 years, making that decision to add that complexity to the day-to-day operations and take that financial risk was not something that Ron was immediately inclined to do. You know, it was my job to demonstrate to him how I thought it would be a good fit for the future of our business. And, you know, we obviously I won. you know, I think the tension exists, of course. And I think sometimes you're not as professional with your parents as you might be with a coworker. But, you know, we try to navigate that. But we also have a long history before I got involved in this business as a father-son team, which, you know, those memories from childhood affect our current day relationship as well.
Sure. I know that the lines get blurred a little bit with work and home, but do you guys get to see each other more or less outside of work since you've begun working together? Ron, why don't you answer that one?
Well, Matthew doesn't have any time outside of work. he is literally with these new equipment, the new location, the new hires. He works here and he works at home quite a bit too. Plus, the two children are in grade school, and that gives him time during the day. But still, they're home an awful lot of the time. So they're very busy like any family with raising two children and all the school activities and functions. We're fortunate that we go to the same church. So on Sunday, we'll go out to lunch afterwards and try not to talk about business.
No, they don't try too hard. I guess what I should say is that Ron's no longer officing out of the office here. So I actually see less of him now because I'm here at the office and he's at home working out of the house. But, you know, he'll pick my kids up from school. And I actually think that works a little bit better than us being in the office at the same time. Sure. Maybe not so much for us, but the staff. It seems to work well.
So, Matt, what advice would you offer to a father and son who might be considering owning a business together?
I think they have to look at their goals, not only for the company, but for themselves individually, and make sure that they're in alignment. This is a business, and it's worth a significant amount of money. And if there is any daylight between the father and the son as far as what they see as important for their families, that can be difficult. You know, in our case, Ron knows that I made the commitment to come back or come to San Antonio. And get involved in their lives, not only in the business. In fact, I wasn't planning on getting involved in business, but getting back involved in their lives. And you know, I've made that commitment, and he's made a similar commitment to me. We had that conversation before we came back into the business. I distinctly remember that. You know, we had a detailed conversation about what that would look like. So getting everything out on the table beforehand and defining roles and responsibilities and really what the future should look like for both of you is important.
And Ron, the same question to you. What advice would you give to somebody that's a father and son duo looking to, you know, own a business together?
Obviously, I've known my son a long time. And growing up, you know, I think we did the right thing. So our relationship has always been good. I mean, that has to go without saying. You have a good family relationship between father and son. That stems from grade school through high school through college, and I don't know what he did necessarily that was a problem. He was always a good kid growing up. At least I didn't know about anything that wasn't.
come clean, Matt.
Yeah. But if you don't know after raising a child. And if it may be just subjective, I can't really say anything specific other than I know him very well, and we've always had a good relationship, and there's no reason why that can't extend into the business world.
Sure. So here's a question for both of you. I want you to answer first, Ron, as the father. What's the best advice your father ever gave to you?
Well, that's interesting. My father was not one to sit down and give you advice. He was one to show you how to live. He was a wonderful man. His example was wonderful. He had a wonderful life. He died last year, and he was 95 years old.
Wow.
Just every single day of his life was an example to me. I didn't want to do anything that would embarrass him or bother him. So he wasn't the type to sit down and just hand out advice. He was the type to just show you.
Sure. Actions speak louder than words sometimes.
That's
and now, Matt, you've had some time to think about that. So what is the best advice your dad, Ron, has ever given to you?
You know, he stole my answers. And I guess that really shouldn't be a surprise because he's his father, a product of his father's upbringing. But the same would be true for me. I watched him work in a, you know, in a corporate environment, watch him with my mother build a business. And through all those things, integrity was always obvious. Didn't have to be discussed, but it was always obvious. And then being in business here with customers that have worked with him and getting that feedback from them, you know, the importance of honesty, integrity that they see in my father, you know, there's no specific little cute little phrase or bit of advice that I would point to except to say, you know, I've watched what he's represented as his greatest value and tried to replicate that, and not only my personal life, but in our business together.
So any plans for the two of you for this Father's Day? Matt, you're a father, and any what do you guys do or planning to do for Father's Day this year?
Oh, I think I can answer that. He's going to let me take family out for dinner and pay for it.
Oh, nice.
We'll see.
and the struggle continues. Well, I do appreciate the both of you spending some time with us, and I'd like to wish you both a happy Father's Day.
Thanks for joining us today as we wrap up this part of our special Father's Day series focusing on fathers and sons running a successful business together. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler. Please join us for the next part of this series on the B2B Visual Digest, sponsored by Fast Signs International.